Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Knot Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. Meditations, a new translation by Marcus Aurelius, brought to modern readers by the Modern Library Edition, is a quintessential text of Stoic philosophy. Written in the 2nd century AD by the then Roman Emperor, this collection of personal writings and musings offers profound insights into moral and philosophical thoughts. Aurelius did not intend these writings for publication. Instead, they served as personal notes for his self-improvement and guidance. This intimate nature makes Meditations a uniquely candid glimpse into the mind of one of ancient Rome's most powerful and philosophical leaders. Marcus Aurelius's reflections, translated afresh in this edition, continue to resonate with contemporary readers, encapsulating the timeless struggle with self, duty, death, and nature. The text is not only a historical artifact, but also a guide on living a life of virtue, wisdom, and humility amidst the chaos of human existence. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the nature of the self, a core principle in Meditations, and deals with understanding and refining the self. Marcus Aurelius delves deeply into self-reflection, advocating for a life led by reason and governed by the virtues of wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance. Through his writings, Aurelius endeavors to dissect human nature, urging the reader to recognize their rational ability and use it as a guide in life. He emphasizes the importance of self-awareness and self-control, arguing that true freedom comes from mastery over one's desires and emotions. Aurelius's perspective encourages an inward journey, suggesting that a well-examined life leads to tranquility and fulfillment. His reflections on the self are not just metaphysical musings, but practical advice on personal development and resilience. Secondly, impermanence and acceptance. A deeply rooted theme in Aurelius's Meditations is the concept of impermanence and the acceptance of life's transient nature. Marcus Aurelius contemplates the fleeting nature of human existence, urging readers to embrace the present and live in accordance with nature. This Stoic acceptance of fate, or amor fati, challenges individuals to find contentment in the face of change and loss. Aurelius's reflections encourage a detachment from material possessions and earthly status, advocating instead for a focus on inner wealth and virtue. By recognizing that life is but a momentary flicker in the vast expanse of time, Aurelius suggests that peace can be found in the acceptance of life cycles and the inevitable passage of all things. Thirdly, duty and social responsibility. Marcus Aurelius places great emphasis on the importance of duty and social responsibility. As a Roman emperor, he was acutely aware of his obligations to others, both those within his immediate circle and the wider Roman populace. This philosophy is deeply woven into his Meditations, where he posits the idea that individuals are part of a larger collective, and that one's actions must contribute to the common good. Aurelius advocates for action that is aligned with reason and for engagement in public life that upholds justice and benefits society. His call to duty is not born out of a desire for recognition, but from an understanding of the interconnectedness of all beings and the impact of one's actions on the community. This perspective not only frames a philosophy of governance, but also a personal ethic that underscores the importance of altruism, empathy, and community service. Fourthly, control and serenity. A fundamental aspect of Aurelius's teachings is the emphasis on controlling one's inner landscape to achieve serenity amid external chaos. He posits that while we cannot control external events, we have absolute power over our perceptions, judgments, and reactions. Aurelius urges readers to cultivate an inner citadel, a mental fortress that remains impervious to the external world's slings and arrows. This Stoic principle of focusing on the internal rather than the external guides individuals towards a state of mental tranquility and emotional stability. By practicing Stoicism, Aurelius suggests that one can maintain equanimity in the face of adversity, leading to a life marked by peace and contentment regardless of external circumstances. Lastly, the practice of reflection. Marcus Aurelius's Meditations is a testament to the power of reflection. Through his personal writings, Aurelius demonstrates how the act of reflecting on one's thoughts, actions, and the nature of the universe can lead to deeper insights and self-improvement. Reflection acts as a tool for self-examination, allowing individuals to question their motives, align their actions with their values, and understand their place in the world. Aurelius's commitment to daily reflection is a powerful reminder of the importance of taking time for introspection amidst life's busyness. Emphasizing honesty and self-critique, the practice of reflection as shown in Meditations is a pathway to virtue, wisdom, and a fulfilling life. In conclusion, Meditations, a New Translation by Marcus Aurelius, is not merely an ancient text. It's a manual for living with purpose and tranquility in the modern world. Its themes of self-discipline, duty, reflection, and acceptance of life's transient nature resonate as much today as they did in the second century. This book is a must-read for anyone interested in philosophy, personal development, or leadership. It offers profound, timeless wisdom on how to live a life of virtue and meaning, making it relevant for people from all walks of life. Its lessons on resilience, moral integrity, and the power of reflective thought can benefit anyone looking to navigate life's challenges with grace and equanimity. In an age of constant distraction and superficial engagement, Meditations provides a blueprint for thoughtful living and a reminder of the value of introspection and the inner life. If you would like to support Marcus Aurelius, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.